meeting to order, please. Someone please rise and pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Cope.
Here.
Colosimo.
Present.
Cott.
Here.
Nalschewski.
Here.
Frieders. Funkhauser.
Here.
Tarulis.
Here.
Teeling.
Here.
A quorum is established.
Do we have any amendments to tonight's agenda? No presentations, no public hearings. Do we have any citizen comments on items that are on the agenda this evening? Now entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So.
Roll call, please.
Colosimo.
Aye.
Nalschewski.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Frieders, oh sorry, Funkhauser.
Aye.
Coke.
Aye.
Teeling.
Aye.
Cott.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of regular city council meeting of April 12, 2016, as presented.
So moved. Second.
Any comments, questions, or corrections on the minutes? All those in favor of approving as presented, please state aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, moving on to mayor's report. We have to select a mayor pro tem. Do we have any nominations from the floor for mayor pro tem?
I nominate Diane Teeling.
Diane Teeling. Anyone else? Going once?
Come on.
Going twice.
I was gonna nominate Joel Frieders.
They're both fine choices. So is that a nomination?
I think it was the past tense, Mr. Mayor. Was.
It was. Well, if you nominate Joel, then we gotta have a vote. Come on. You want to be role mayor pro tem, you gotta be decisive. Is that a nomination or not, Alderman Cott?
I'm not gonna be offended, Larry.
I'll entertain a motion to appoint Diane Teeling as mayor pro tem for fiscal year 2017.
So moved. Second.
Roll call, please.
Who's so moved? Please. Thank you. Tarulis?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Nalschewski?
Aye.
Teeling?
Aye.
Coke?
Aye.
Cott?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Happy birthday! And it's Diane's birthday, you all know.
Happy birthday!
I see.
My son's birthday.
I see that Alderman Frieders' text campaign failed miserably.
I see that, yeah.
Okay. I will entertain a motion to approve the mayor's appointments of Chuck Pierce to the Board of Fire and Police Commission to a term ending May 2019. Susan Chacon, Kate Elder, and Russ Walter to the Library Board to terms ending May 2019. Mark Dilday to the Park Board for a term ending May 2021. Joe Gillespie to the Police Pension Fund Board to a term ending May 2018. And Fred DeSalle to the Police Pension Board to a term ending May 2017.
So moved.
Second.
Comments or questions on any of the appointments?
I just have a question.
Yes.
Does Joe Gillespie, he still work for Kendall County Sheriff? Is that the same?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yes,
I'm just wondering. Yep. Anything else? Roll call, please.
Colosimo.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Nalschewski.
Aye.
Teeling.
Aye.
Coke.
Aye.
Cott.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, I have a proclamation for National Safe Boating Week. It's rather lengthy. If you would like to read it, it's in the packet. But I proclaim May 21st to 27th. 2016 is National Safe Boating Week and the start of the year-end effort to promote safe boating. So, vote responsibly, wear your PFD, don't drink and vote. We have no committee reports, no park board, No planning commission, ZBA, city council, city clerk's report, community and liaison reports. Nothing. I did want to report real quickly, and Linda, they make, oh, Linda's here. Saturday, we had a very nice event for Push for the Path. We had 5K run, a pepper running, that I said, yeah. I think Tim told me there was about 250 or 300 people who ran in it. Raised almost $30,000, Lynn?
$30,000, that is correct.
Yeah, so it's an update to Push for the Path that puts their total money raised at approximately $230,000, which I think is an incredible effort. And on another high note, we attended the highway committee meeting today for Kendall County, and their highway engineer, Fran, had presented an idea to the committee to donate $50,000 of the Kendall County TAP fund towards Kennedy Road Trail. So that passed unanimously out of our committee today, and we discuss it at McCollum and the entire county board. So it's possible we may get a $50,000 grant from Kendall County, which is very, very nice. And Lynn, did you have anything else to add to that?
No, it was an incredible experience and very successful. So I want to thank everyone for participating and all the sponsors. We had a number of sponsors. It was an incredible amount of outpouring from the business community in Yorkville.
And quite a few of the McHugh family was there.
Yes.
Very nice. Okay, any staff reports?
Just one, Your Honor. We do have our second and final comprehensive plan open house Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. at Grand Reserve Subdivision Clubhouse. I think at the last one, we had one attendee sitting here, two people to my right here. So it's a really good opportunity for residents and property owners and anybody else in the city, business owners, to come out, review what we're trying to do long-term and give their feedback. There will be other feedback opportunities in the future, but this is a good one. So people should take advantage of it if they're available.
And where did you say that was at?
The Grand Reserve Clubhouse.
Got it. Any additional business? No executive session. Any citizen comments on any items? Going once. Going twice, meeting adjourned. 7 minutes.